Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Up the alley, left center field, on the run, Jones to the wall, it's gone! JT Realmuto with a two-run home run, his third home run of the season, and the Phillies take the early 2-0 lead.
JT Realmuto got the party started
last night.
And he added to the Phillies' run total for the season, which, have you done your the tally, quick math on how many runs left to reach your goal?
No, I have not.
Six per?
Got like 900 and like what? That's 907, something like that.
Something like that. All right.
You're pretty good at math.
Yeah, long way to go, but good night last night for the Phillies offense.
Wait a minute. Yeah, what's that? That's 900. No, is it 906?
So I think heading into yesterday, the Phillies would have needed to score 912 runs the rest of the season for you to win the bet. So they got five. You're right. 907.
Yeah, I was okay. Yeah.
Good math.
Look at me getting it right the first time and then blowing it the second.
Here's some other good math. A 4-1 Dinger Tuesday hit for this show. We gave out a Dinger Tuesday prop yesterday over at FanDuel. We took JT Realmuto to hit a home run, Kyle and I, at 4-1, and JT delivered early first inning. Boom. So that's our first Dinger Tuesday hit of the year. I think last year our first one was
Josh Harrison.
It was. I didn't believe that was his only home run as a Philly.
It might have been.
Yeah, I remember that.
In Chicago, I think I believe it was against the White Sox who come
it's
in here.
Revenge
next.
Game.
And it was around this time of the season. It was April. It was early in the year.
That means we have a very low bar clear.
We do. We'll see if we get it another. But good hit yesterday, obviously, for JT and for us on Dinger Tuesday. All right, 215-592-9494. We'll get to an update on Ask Out Trout here. As the Phillies, obviously, you know, Hughes' prediction aside of six runs a game for the season, could use another bat. What's Mike saying about his future in Los Angeles? We'll get to that. Let's go back to the phone lines here. We have Cowboy Jimmy. Is that what he is? He's Cowboy Jimmy. What's up, Cowboy Jimmy?
Well, I know that Kyle is afraid of Jimmy's, so I'll be Cowboy Jimmy for today.
Okay.
And, if you had Jimmy Harden still playing, yeah, I could think the Sixers would win, but they're not. They're not going anywhere. But
you're saying if they had James Harden in a big game, they'd win it? Have we watched the same James Harden?
If we had Jimmy Harden playing, then I would feel more confident.
Okay.
But come on now. But there is a silver lining. There's a silver lining to all of this. Tobias Harris will be gone in one more, maybe two more games, and that'll be it. The Tobias Harris debacle will be over, and then we can look forward to the future.
Well, so I'm not looking forward to this playoff run ending anytime soon. I am looking forward to the
end of Tobias. No, we got to keep this going for a while.
Yeah, but the end of Tobias, I mean, that's going to be a good day.
It's not going anywhere. We're done. Hey, I need some encouragement. This Cowboy pickup, this running back, this bum.
Nobody cares. I mean,
what have I done to deserve this?
I need
this.
Some encouragement, Joe. Come on, Joe. Give me some encouragement. Tell me everything is going to be okay. Please.
No. How's
I don't
that
give
sound?
A shit.
Done. Hung up on.
Did he ask for someone like to feel good about somebody they picked?
But the Cowboys.
Oh no, we're not doing that. That's what the kids call nasty work. We ain't doing that. No nasty work.
I forgot Royce Freeman even existed.
Royce Freeman, the former Bear? That's who they signed?
Wow.
Texas football player?
What are they doing down there?
They're trying to just stay, I guess, stay alive. I don't know.
Has Jerry Jones actually has he finally become senile?
They're having one of the worst offseasons in the league.
And like, I'm pretty sure ever.
That's a conversation to be had.
Like, if Sirianni can just keep this thing afloat, they should win the division next year. I mean, the Cowboys Royce Freeman.
Did you hear, so Stephen Jones, by the way, now that we're on the subject, Stephen Jones was asked about the Cowboys' quiet offseason. He's like, well, you know, when you have to pay guys like Dak Prescott, CeeDee Lamb, and Micah Parsons, like, it makes it tough. Like, well, hold on. Have they paid Dak Prescott? No. Have they paid CeeDee Lamb? No. have they paid Micah Parsons? So what are they doing?
So I had the wrong player, by the way. I was thinking of Donta Foreman. Freeman's even
Royce
worse
Freeman's
than that guy.
Yeah, he's even more.
Guy averages 3.8 yards a carry.
He's in a bad spot.
You find him off the street. This is the doing a running back?
And who was that talking about early in the year that the Giants, we were going to take a backseat to the Giants? Seriously?
Who said that?
Brandon
Marshall.
Brandon said that. Yeah, we're not taking a backseat to the Giants.
Look, the NFC is going to be fascinating next season.
Did anybody see when Daniel Jones said he feels like he's the best quarterback in the league or something like that? Did he say it was the best?
The Daniel Jones?
Yeah.
The one that plays in New York?
Yeah.
Like, best quarterback in what league?
He said something to that effect. He said something. I wasn't mad at him for saying it, but I was like, boy, you're kind of off on that one.
Well, he's not even good. I'm confused at his assertion.
I mean, you're supposed to think that you're pretty good, but you're not.
No, I think sports would be better if bad players recognized they were bad. Like, Daniel Jones can't be out here saying he's the best quarterback in the league. He stinks.
He said something to that effect. Let me look and see this.
All right, well, he's getting replaced when they draft a
Jones
new quarterback
said,
anyway.
He said with a smile when asked if he thought he was the best quarterback for the team to start. Oh, the best quarterback for the team to start.
Well, okay.
My story was better.
I liked yours better. It certainly gave me something to riff on, and it was funny. Yeah, let's go to Frank in Sewell. What's up, Frank?
Hey, guys.
Hey, Frank. What are you thinking?
Well, here we go. I'm hoping it's not here we go again. I got my nice Sixers polo on today. I'm working. I'm going to go watch the game maybe later at Chickie's. I'm afraid that here's what I'm afraid of. I'm afraid of the playoff Joel. I'm afraid that if Mackey doesn't have a great game and because he's not going to be facing one-on-one situations. He's going to be facing – I mean, yes, Spoelstra is a good defensive coach. I mean, if they put Joel into a funk and he's not totally healed, these people calling up saying he's totally healed. How's he totally healed? He's got a brace on that looks like it's wider than his waist. And I mean, he had to sit out two games in the last week, including an important end of the season game. He's not healthy. Let's be real. It's the same. He's coming in almost the same as close to the same as he does every playoff, which isn't good health wise. And he's going to have double and triple teams. And if he has a bad game and Maxey don't have a great game, they could easily lose this game. I'm not worried about Butler. What do you guys think?
Well, I mean, the way you kind of broke it down, yeah. I mean, if Joel doesn't play like an MVP and these role players don't hit their shots, they can absolutely lose. I mean, the way some people have talked about this game, Frank, it's as if the Sixers are 20-point favorites. No, it's not. I mean, they should win. They're favorites, and I think they have a better roster from top to bottom. But until I see them do something great in the playoffs, I'm always going to have some nervousness.
I mean, this might be the biggest game of Joel's career tonight. To be honest with you, if he comes out and throws in 17 points and 6 turnovers, I mean, that's a bad sign again.
Oh, it's dramatically bad, Frank. Of course, I mean it is because you know what? Here's what's happened again, Frank. And enjoy the game tonight and hope it all works out. Everyone is thrilled tomorrow and this team's begins their run. Here's what's happened. We were joking earlier about talking ourselves into the Reddick trade, which I have not done. Kyle hasn't. Someone here has talked themselves fully into the Reddick trade. But you know what else we've done over the last month? We've talked ourselves back into the Sixers. We've done it.
Yes, we have.
We've done it.
Which is not a bad thing. Because a lot of times, Joe, we shouldn't live in the past. We shouldn't hold things against, especially when it comes to professional athletes who've had, in the past bad track records. But I think the one saving grace for Joel Embiid right now is the fact that he's healthy. He's been healthy in a long time.
So he is healthy, but our last caller made a good point. He's still wearing a brace. He did have to come out. He did hobble around on Friday night. Yeah. I always think healthy is a relative term with Joel Embiid. Like he's healthy for he could play, but he's never he never seems to have extended periods where he's perfectly healthy.
Well, nobody's that. I look at it like this, and I'm going to ask you, is this safe to say? He's healthier now than he has been at any other point in this playoff series in the last couple of years.
Well, sometimes he goes in the playoffs healthy, and then within three games he gets hurt. So yes and no, right? He's not – I don't worry about him being hobbled tonight. I don't worry about that. But he's also walked in the playoffs healthy before just to get hurt early in the postseason. Let me ask you one question because you brought up we live in the past too much. Why do we do that with everything else in life, but I'm not allowed to do it with the Sixers?
Because
it's
too painful.
If you go to a restaurant and you get stomach poisoning, would you go back or would you say, Joe, that's the past?
Because it's too painful. And I think that's a crutch. A lot of times as sports fans, we do tend to use that as a crutch. Because, I can't root for this team. Because you hear it a lot. Oh, I can't root for them because what they did to me last year. Hell, you still dating that girl that cheated on you last year, so why not still root for the team? And they ain't do as bad as she did. I mean, what's the difference? Or him. not to be a chauvinist here, or him, it's the same thing.
I don't know. I think some people might say that game seven against the Hawks was worse than anything, any significant
bad.
Other would ever
it,
do.
It was bad. It was bad. But we make decisions based on stuff like that all the time. So I just feel like, man, get a dude a chance until he proves you wrong. And I know that that's asking a lot for a lot of people who have been, you know, a part of the trusted process and been through this a whole lot before, been through this thing a lot before. But I feel like it's fair in this situation to give the big fella a little bit of grace. Why you just wave me off? Like
little that. Bit of grace? No. Our last caller said it. That was a big take. Biggest game of his career? I mean, it is a play-in game.
That sounded like an Elliott Shore Parks.
It's a good one. I don't know if
like
I'm
mid-season Eagles Packers biggest game of Jalen Hurts' career. Boom.
Week one, guys. Week one in
Brazil.
That's
the biggest game of Jalen Hurts' career.
It's going to be a great start to the season, though. That one right there does not sound like hyperbole.
What, the Packers Eagles?
Yeah, that don't sound like
biggest
hyperbole.
Game of Hurts' career. He's playing the Super Bowl.
Nah, I'm just saying as far as the biggest game of the season. Well, I guess
ooh,
it's the first
that you should hold that take for week one. That's a darn good one. Biggest game of the season this week.
This is sarcasm.
It's the sarcasm
for me.
No sarcasm. Kyle, I'm serious. He should hold that one. It's a good take.
I can't stand right neither one of you guys today for real.
I'm not being sarcastic.
We're being dead serious.
Hold it.
I can't stand either one of you guys.
And Hugh Douglas just keeps working.
Y'all make me sick.
The funny part is I'm not kidding. You got to hold that take for week one. All right. Our Twitter question today, sponsored by the PI Dental Center. There's a lot of polls up today. I actually like this result. Is tonight a legacy game for Joel Embiid? 69% say yes. Now, I'm going to get into the head of the voters here. This is people voting yes because they think they're going to win and they want to spin the Joel legacy forward.
Yes.
Tonight he changes his legacy.
Yes.
I'm going to need to see a little bit more before a play-in against the Miami Heat.
But it starts tonight, though, Joe.
Sure.
It starts tonight. And I think that's what we need to do. I think we need to support the big fella.
Everyone's supporting him. Just a little bit of, you know.
A trepidation. I get it.
A little bit of trepidation.
A little bit.
I think the way Kyle presented earlier is the right thing. It's only a legacy game if they lose. If they win,
just another game. Just another process. Another step in the process towards your legacy.
Then we start moving on, and then, you know, a big game against the Knicks in a week and a half will be a big one, and then the Bucks after that, sure. Then we'll kind of move forward.
I'll take that.
All right, have you talked yourself into the Eagles trade of Hassan Reddick? Hugh is voting yes. The rest of us are voting no. 71% no on talking yourself into the Reddick deal, like clearly Howie Roseman and the Eagles have tried to do. Yesterday, that was just... They were just flat out
rude.
He
did himself no favors talking to Uram. Getting upset with Uram for asking the question. He did himself no favors with that.
Kyle, it's the first time I can remember Howie being agitated in a press conference in a long time. He's usually very good at those.
Yeah, I mean, he was a little jokey yesterday, too.
Yeah, really.
But, like, rarely do you see him get, like, ruffled. Because, I don't know, does that come down to, like, him being unprepared for the question? Usually I feel like he's prepped by Bob or whoever.
Sure.
Of whatever questions are going to come. Maybe that was one they missed. Like they think that the fire had sort of died out after weeks
maybe
of
that's
the trade.
What he, that's
and
what this he
was going to be more draft focused. Like maybe he wasn't ready for it to be presented to him the way it was.
Or did it just hit a nerve?
It's probably a little bit.
Sometimes composed people, when you hit them with a nerve, they respond. So I just wonder my theory is he doesn't really love the trade he made, and it came out yesterday when he basically yelled at Dave Uram. Let's go to Carl.
He did wax a little poetic, too, though, about Hassan. But, yeah, I get you.
Yeah, earlier, right. The first question, he was not annoyed. Then the follow-up, he got annoyed. Let's go to Carl, and then we'll give an update on Ask Al Trout, because Mike Trout is literally being asked about his future with the Angels. Carl's in Maple Shade. Hey, Carl.
Hey, guys. Good afternoon to you.
Carl, good afternoon, buddy. What are you thinking?
Well, the problem that I have with this ownership right now is I think they're too far involved.
The Eagles ownership.
Yeah. I mean, I think that the ownership has turned into Jeffrey Lurie. You know, Jerry Lurie.
Like a Jerry Jones kind of thing.
Oh, my God, man. What is he going to back out and let his people who are smarter than him do the job? I mean, I think he's too far in deep. into what is going on to run an organization.
I think he's very involved, Carl. I mean, now, here's the thing. If it works and they win, we don't care. If it doesn't work and they don't win, then we complain about it.
It's not going to work that way. It don't work that way. Owners bring in people that are the best. You're not better than them.
Where do you come down on Jeff Fleury's of involvement in decision making here?
Oh, yeah. I think he's 100% involved.
Of course he is. Should he be?
Do I think he should be? I mean, he's made a ton of money by being involved with the decision, so I would say yes.
Yeah. Well, you can make money. You can make money being a bum. You run an NFL team. Think of David Tepper. He's throwing drinks on people, making money.
You think about your boy Tobias Harris and all the money that he's made from the Sixers.
We didn't have to talk about him in that light today.
Well, the game's coming up tonight. I mean,
I'm talking about, we could talk about him in a basketball light, but not the fact
we will do that. The same game parlay.
Hold on a second. If he goes 0-7 tonight, you think we're not talking about his money? Of course we are.
Well, if he goes, he's not going to go over.
Yeah, we're not going to be very impressed by the money he's made tomorrow if he goes over.
He's not going
over. He better not shoot 7 times tonight. I mean, I forget 0-7.
Well, you better hope not. Just wait till the same game parlay we get cooked up.
You know what? We got a good one cooked up. All right, Carl, what do you think? You confident tonight?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Put your money on it.
Well, you know what? Maybe, right. Carl, maybe I will. I'm going to do that. Bet on the Sixers tonight, Carl.
Put your money on it, man. I make the least amount of bets I can. But when I see one that's out there, I go for it.
So would you lay the 5.5, Carl? You're laying it tonight?
I'm going for it, man.
Carl's laying the 5.5.
Sounds like he's excited.
He's confident, Carl. We appreciate it. You know what? I think Carl set us up there. Look, we hit yesterday, right? We hit on FanDuel yesterday with JT Realmuto. Why don't we take some of that winning? Let's put together a little same-game parlay here, Hugh, for tonight.
I'm with the parlay.
All right. Now, I'm a little nervous, but I'm willing to go along with you guys. You guys want to lay the number? We lay in 5.5 tonight?
Of course, dude. I'd give you the alternate Kyle Quinn spread.
No.
What's the alternate Kyle Quinn spread?
Sixers -9.5.
No, stop. You guys are living in la la land.
No, I'm not willing to go there.
This is a team that routinely chokes away.
Wait till we give you our next legs.
Winning in games, and you want me to lay 9.5 against Butler?
Hugh and I have already plotted to commandeer the same game parlay.
I will lay the 5.5. Put my foot down on the 5.5. All right, where are we going next? What are we doing? You want to go?
Tobias Harris. How many points?
Over.
I'm going definitely whatever it is over.
He's at 14.5. Over.
I'm over.
Smash it.
I'm going over.
Why don't you just take the money and throw it out the window?
No, I'm just telling you, this is how I feel today. I'm not about to let all the negative stuff you said about me today, that's not going to deter me.
We're not going to be bullied by you today, Joe.
I'm not going to be bullied by you, Joe Giglio.
Hugh and I are ganging up for this parlay. You ready for mine?
Go ahead. You know what?
Jimmy Butler under points.
So Butler's going under, and Tobias Harris is going over.
This is a bold parlay that probably only one that'll play it is me and Kyle.
All right, we got Butler under, Tobias over, Sixers -5.5, Any other genius predictions for you two?
Ooh,
the peanut gallery here? Over Oubre? Over Oubre.
Oh, I'll go, say it with your chest. Yeah, I go over Oubre.
Okay.
These are my peoples. Yes. These are my peoples. Yeah. Why not? Because all of these bets are $2 bets for me. I got $2. I got two.
All
big
right.
Spender.
Anything else that we like here?
Nice.
I got under Jimmy Butler, over Tobias, over Oubre, Sixers minus the 5.5. Is that the parlay?
We'll let you have a leg now.
All right. It's plus eight. It's plus 874. We got to juice this thing up. You guys, as crazy as you went, you didn't go crazy enough. All right, well, I'm going to go under the total then. If the Sixers are going to win by 6 points, and obviously you got Tobias going up, Jimmy's going under his number. Let's go under for the game. All right, this is a 16-1 parlay. All right, here it is, 16-1. Sixers minus 5.5. Tobias over 14.5 points, which is the wildest leg of any parlay you'll see today. Butler under 23.5. Kelly Oubre over 13.5. Under for the total of 208. A 105-97 victory for the Sixers. All right, how's that sound? 105-97. You guys like that number?
That's I like it.
That's the final
score.
Smash.
Yep.
105-97. Oh.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.